Well, I certainly, believe Jordan when it says it's, that the war has costed a lot of money. It has taken in a lot of refugees, which a lot of people forget. You know, a lot of the poorest countries of the world take in the most refugees. You know, and that's true with Jordan, who's taken in a lot of Syrian refugees. I think they've taken in Iraqi refugees as well, and, of course, Palestinians. So, look, anything the world can do to help Jordan and to help those refugees, they should do. And so if that's where the money is going to go, I would have to support that. Now, what geopolitical reasons are behind it, I can only guess. I mean, Israel's always seems to be a reason for something that the U.S. is doing in the Middle East. And maybe, you know, one thing that, of course, Israel is confronting is that things are getting so bad for the Palestinians now in the occupied territories that even Israel's, even though they've caused the suffering, they're worried about it because, of course, they're now afraid that disease might spread, you know, into Israel, and other problems that they've created are now going to come back on them. So it may be that the U.S. wants to support Jordan to, you know, take in more Palestinian refugees, which would also relieve Israel to some extent. But the fact that it's, you know, that they're actually increasing the money when, in fact, the U.S. under Trump has been decreasing foreign assistance, you know, makes me think maybe that they've recognized that there's some humanitarian issue in the Middle East, of course, that the U.S. has helped cause, that maybe we have to do something about. I'd like to believe that anyway, because it's certainly high time that the U.S., you know, stepped up and took some responsibility for what's happening